So let's start with Chris. Hey, Chris, thanks for being here today. This was a great idea, so I'm so glad you thought of it and that we all got a chance to do this. So many of you know that CTA has been a distance training company, training coaches for 20 years now, so we've been at this for a long time. And Chris, what would you tell coaches about times like these when there's, you know, economic uncertainty?
Well, Lisa, thanks for the question, and thanks everyone for taking time this morning. We appreciate it. I'm not going to dodge your question. I'm going to answer it in a moment, but I just want to revisit what we were talking about pre-call, which is what inspired you and I to talk about this as an idea, which is we had our normal faculty call last week. And it's one of my favorite times of the month because I get to hear from our mentor coaches, who we're blessed to have a couple with us here today. But and as we were talking pre-call here with Dr. Dave, you know, we started that call with a lot of questions, like you alluded to, that we're all managing through here or attempting to manage through. And the conversation morphed to, you know, what do we do as coaches, and then what do we do with respect to talking to our students. And I would just say that over that hour, or a little less than an hour, it was unbelievable to see the co-creative process of our mentor coaches in process. And I think we all left inspired, excited, and as you and I talked later, it was like, wow, we got to try and share some of that with the students. And so that's our purpose today. And for me personally, part of the reason I felt like it's important to share is some of my perspective with respect to the current opportunity for coaching comes from the perspective of my introduction to CTA, which was a decade ago and during, you know, the financial crisis. And I'd been a CEO of a large bank and had gotten to live kind of day to day, hour by hour, minute by minute through that very stressful time. And I reached out to and hired and worked with a coach through that period of time. And I think, as Lisa knows in particular, it's really what inspired me to invest in CTA. And so, you know, it's from that context that I share with you in terms of answering your question. You know, what would I share with students? What I would share with students is, you know, there are a couple of things that we know about coaching. And one of them is that times of change are ripe for coaching. You know, co-creating through change is what coaches fundamentally do. You know, our goal with coaching is ultimately to create a shift that's key to more people getting unstuck at times where there's less clarity, and we're certainly in that position now. Mm-hmm. The good news for students and coaches and CTA members that are focused on their practices and building their practices is that one of the challenges of finding clients oftentimes is helping the client even understand that they're feeling stuck, or that they've got a pain point that's being driven by limiting beliefs. And all the focus right now with respect to COVID and its impacts, both direct and indirect, has a lot of people spending a lot of time focused on their pain points. And, you know, the coach's opportunity, and it's a great time for sample sessions and engagements, is to, you know, use that period of time of kind of fear, and move from fear to pain point to ultimately, you know, attacking limiting beliefs. Because, you know, agendas from clients will be more evident than ever. And as you all know as coaches, sometimes that first step can be a little more challenging than one might expect in terms of defining an agenda and getting a clear agenda and understanding needs. And like I said, limiting beliefs are going to be more evident than ever for folks. Oftentimes, I can give an example, a lot of times economics will be a real present limiting belief for folks. How can right now in these economic times can I invest as a coach is what a potential client might be thinking. And I'm sure Jen and Dr. Dave will have some great enlightenment on that topic. But, you know, we address that the same way we address other things, which is we start with open questions. You know, what value during this time can a coach bring? Is this a wise investment? And I think we all fundamentally know that coaching is phenomenally powerful when you're really struggling with respect to direction and making change and taking first steps. So that's kind of the my answer on a more as a kind of some specifics, Lisa. I think, you know, stepping back for a minute and looking big picture at coaching, I mean, coaching as an industry really has historically benefited from times of uncertainty. I mean, a couple of the big boom times for coaching in terms of step function, meaning the coaching really took off as an industry, or times of maturity in terms of getting better defined, were post 9/11, and then as we started at the front end of your question to me, the Great Recession from 2008 into 2010. I mean, those were really growth periods for coaching, and just in all kind of transparency, those were record years for CCA in terms of our training and our success. As you remember, Lisa and Jim and Dave, we were all here. And so, I think it's not to paint a super duper rosy picture out there, but it is really to help folks understand that now more than ever, coaching has a powerful role in people's lives. And it is a great opportunity to take the time to really get back to the fundamentals of practice building and those things that we teach at CTA.
Yeah. What is more important now in terms of growing a coaching business, Chris?
You know, I think probably what's more important now is getting back to the basic disciplines of practice building, really focusing on remembering that niches matter and, hub statements and sample sessions, and not a time to necessarily question whether it's time to revisit those things, but a time to rededicate yourself to those disciplines. And, Jen and Dave can speak to this. I always feel like our mentor coaches are more sage than I by a long shot in this, because they interact with so many students with respect to getting real-time feedback. But, we know that those basic kind of the blocking and tackling of building a coaching practice really matters and works. And, what you do when you focus on those things is you continue to deliver kind of repeated identifiable value for clients, which builds a base of clients who felt positive impact. And we all know that is really that the affinity that's created through those positive resources is what creates more opportunity. People say, well, geez, Lisa, how did you, used to do X and now you do Y? What happened? And Lisa says, well, I worked with my coach. Well, who's your coach? Those are the sorts of things that begin to kind of organically seed the environment for future engagements.
Excellent. I want to wrap up last thoughts on all this, and then we'll open up for Q&A. I know, I'm sure there are questions out there.
Well, I mean, first of all, I just, as always, want to thank Jen and Dr. Dave, because this for me, these last 40 minutes have been kind of like our faculty call last week, which is energizing and exciting, and they give us a lot to think about. They give me some things to write down. I wish I could still always pass Dave's tests, even though I hear them over and over. But, I think to Dave's point, I'm going to step back kind of big picture on coaching again in terms of just, like, why now? And
right.
and I look at it, my coach a decade ago, the way he suggested thinking about this in terms of, building a mindset and being and remaining authentic, because that's critical. To Jen's point about it, are you going to show up one way or another, helping regulate that mindset? What do you do? And he said, Chris, pick your fuel. It's like going to the refrigerator and you can go for the sugar and get the quick high and then the crash, or you can make the choices that we know are the best choices for creating mindset, energy, and those sorts of things. And so I guess what I'd like to do, Lisa, is try and offer just a couple pieces of fuel for our students. And these are big picture pieces of fuel, but they're grounded in fact, and they really matter with respect to the opportunity for coaches today. And I'm comparing it to a decade ago, when times were tough, and a different kind of tough, but still very tough, and the environment very challenging. Coaching is now incredibly accepted. you know, 20 years ago when CTA was first getting started, coaching still kind of had a woo-woo reputation. You know, I know Lisa and some folks have probably heard some of my public speaking, right? I refer back to the old Stuart Smalley from Saturday Night Live talking to himself, talk in the mirror. You know, and coaching has really moved forward, and it's known by people now, and it's seen as something positive. And they may not know exactly what coaching is if they haven't experienced it. But first of all, a lot more people have experienced it. And then those that haven't typically know someone that has. And so historically, that was a challenge for coaches, like to get potential clients to even understand and accept that coaching might be an opportunity. So that's, you know, that's a for real definer of the universe of opportunity for all of us as coaches. And then the second is kind of another big shift which has occurred, which is demographics. You know, 10 years ago, we used to talk about how for coaches, they need to be a certain age and have a certain amount of life experience. And the same kind of held with clients, right? And so the target market was defined by, you know, kind of middle age on up folks. Well, we now know that that was a false belief. You know, millennials, the largest generation out there, are the most accepting and most eager to be coached. Mm-hmm. The most willing to invest in themselves. And in the corporate environment in particular, they're the most hungry. I know Jen has seen this and Dr. Dave has seen this. I mean, one of our corporate clients at CTA, you know, they were training their HR team and they put out a note and they had 134 emerging leaders out of 150 who responded saying, hey, we want coaching. And so those demographics, you know, that's a big generation of folks that are open to coaching. And now is the time, this is the first experience for them, this kind of big shift. This specific experience is first for all of us. But, it, you know, having kind of your fundamentals rocked, that's new for these millennials. You know, and then the second is, again, demographic, which is the age wave of baby boomers. Huge new niches have opened. And the environment probably has some of those folks reconsidering what their plans were. Another huge opportunity for coaches. And so I guess in terms of framing the mindset of our own energy and perspective as we enter into whether it's a group coaching situation or talking to potential clients, I think we need to know that while it may feel like the wind is blowing in our face economically, the waves of demographics and the acceptance of coaches are behind each of us. And I think that's a really important thing to remember as we, mm-hmm. you know, regulate our mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's